Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Bonnie.
And Chris.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that is the point of the program here. And the number is 603-283-6160. We've got lots, of course, in the news to discuss tonight. Bonnie's got a story on the way about a different newspaper, because we already covered one of them that happened, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, a German newspaper called Bild.
Yeah, and which was like the largest newspaper in Germany or something.
Yeah.
Now another biggie, apparently, over in Denmark, I believe,
yeah,
has come out and apologized to their readers for just basically taking the government's word for things when it comes to COVID-19. We can tell you about that. Of course, the phones are open, and there's a lot in the news to discuss. Plus, Bonnie, you're going to actually open us up here tonight with not exactly the headline that I think we were expecting. So there was a news recently that Biden is planning on issuing an executive order within the next few weeks. So the story that you're going to be talking about here is not that story. This is something else. So Biden is going to be coming out with an executive order about cryptocurrency, apparently within the next 2 or 3 weeks. There's not much being said about what that's going to mean. They're just teasing it that it's going to happen. But this is something else. This is a bill that someone has put forward. And normally I don't like to speculate on what bills are going to pass and what, you know, isn't. Maybe this thing is going to go down in flames. We have no idea. But it definitely caught our attention. So what's going on?
This is from Bitcoin.com. Says, U.S. unveils bill giving Treasury Secretary unchecked and unilateral power to ban crypto transactions, advocate warns. A new bill introduced in the U.S. has a provision that would essentially give the Treasury Secretary unchecked, and that is Janet Yellen, right?
Yeah, she's scary looking.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Unchecked and unilateral power to ban cryptocurrency transactions, warned crypto advocacy organization Coin Center. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will be able to prohibit any crypto transactions without any process, rulemaking, or limitation on the duration of the process. I don't see how she has the ability to do that.
I mean, how would she have the legal authority to do that? Isn't there don't we have, like, certain constitutional rights? Like, wouldn't that inhibit some of this? Like,
you would think.
I mean, I don't know what specific right it would be, but, like, I mean, liberty maybe would be the maybe what part of that.
The right to seek happiness?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, again, this is they're talking about a piece of legislation. This hasn't passed. Somebody just introduced a bill. It may not pass. It may not even come close to passing. So it's one of those things where there was something like this last year where there was some kind of, I guess, regulations going into the infrastructure bill, and the crypto people were freaking out about
it. They did go in.
Yeah, I think they did. Yeah. Oh, call your congressman. And they spent all this time and this money trying to change this situation, and they didn't have any effect on it whatsoever. And it's like, that's not how crypto is supposed to work. Crypto is about ignoring the state. Crypto is about creating something that is an alternative and not begging the state to give you permission to do something. And so here we go again. They're going to once again put the call out. Oh, God, we got to stop this bill. And the fact is, Janet Yellen, or whoever it is that is in charge of whatever treasury or whatever bureaucracy we're talking about, they can't stop. I guess they can ban it, but they can't stop it. They can't stop crypto.
You know what it comes down to is it gives them the authority to basically oppress a certain group that likes a certain thing.
Yeah.
That's what it does. It's not, you know, they can't stop it from occurring, but they can certainly target people for it.
Hmm.
That's what they did with the Crypto 6.
Yep.
You can go to thecrypto6.com, and they raided this house and our co-hosts' houses and friends all simultaneously on March 16th of last year. So learn more about that, and that is just straight up a political attack, from what I can tell. So the whole point that I wanted to make on this is that Yellen cannot stop cryptocurrency. They can prohibit the transactions. They can pass a law that says, oh, this bureaucrat can tell you you're not allowed to do that. Well, they can't actually stop you from doing it. So that's the nice thing about cryptocurrency is there's no middleman. There's no central authority. For the most part, there are some cryptos that are not really that crypto, I guess we could say.
Most stable coins.
A lot of the stable coins, they can actually reverse transactions and things like that, so look out. So be wary of that. But Bitcoin Cash, Dash, some of these, you know, standard kind of cryptocurrency cryptos, they cannot be stopped. As long as you've got a cryptocurrency wallet and you're in control of your keys, no one can tell you you can't send a transaction.
It's interesting because it's even more so with things like Monero, right, and Zcash. It adds a layer of anonymity and privacy to your transaction.
Oh, and they hate that.
Yeah, they really hate that.
Yeah, they cannot stop that.
I mean, it's
ridiculous.
It's interesting because Bitcoin kind of gave us control, and then the next generation of cryptos kind of gave us privacy and anonymity, and they're still trying to deal with the control. How do we take back? How does the U.S. government, or how do governments anywhere, you know, take control over it? And they just can't.
Yeah, they can't.
They're failing at it.
They can't. They don't know what to do about the fact that they can't do anything.
Right.
That's really frustrating to them. Now, what they can do, and they will do, is regulate the central exchanges.
Sure.
Because those are easy. They know where they are. They have a location. There's an office somewhere.
They're already registered with the
federal government. They're registered with the government. They're sending them paperwork.
I mean, it's interesting because that only works to a certain degree, right? Like, at a certain point, people have it, and there's enough people who have it that it does. You don't need an exchange, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, unlike
that's why sites like Local Bitcoins were created.
And one of the things I think they're afraid of is that, unlike traditional fiat, you need a central entity, right? If I want to do a wire transfer, or I want to send money to somebody, or I get cash at the end of the day, I need to go and take it to a bank for security reasons. Mm-hmm. You don't need that with cryptocurrencies. You know, you put a password on your device, and, you know, I mean, short of somebody putting a gun to your head, it's pretty secure.
Yeah. What else do we need to know? Is there anything else?
Jerry Brito, executive director of Coin Center, a D.C.-based think tank focused on the public policy issues facing cryptocurrencies, warned about the America Competes Act of 2022. And whenever they reference the name of the bill, they put Competes in all caps, so that's the name of the bill.
It probably stands for something.
Yeah, in a series of tweets Wednesday. The bill was introduced in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, noting that the America Competes Act of 2022, quote, will very likely pass in some form. Brito explained that it contains the, quote, special measures provision proposed by Connecticut Congressman Jim Himes that would be disastrous, not just for cryptocurrency, but for privacy and due process generally. He continued, the so-called special measures provision would essentially give the Treasury Secretary unchecked and unilateral power to ban exchanges and other financial institutions from engaging in cryptocurrency transactions.
So it sounds like they want to limit competition.
By the way, I looked it up here. I pulled the bill up. It's 2,912 pages in length.
How is anybody supposed to comply?
No one can read this.
How is anybody supposed to comply with, like, the law, let alone
one of, yeah,
right,
one,
like,
law, let alone all of
this. Right, yeah.
Here's what it stands for. America, creating opportunities for manufacturing preeminence in technology and economic strength act of 2022.
And that's such BS, because any company or country that bans cryptocurrency is going to automatically be behind any country that keeps it, legal and able to thrive in that country.
Yeah, well, that's how they do these things, right? Like the Patriot Act.
Hmm.
Oh, who's against patriots? Patriotism. We gotta pass the Patriot Act. Oh, who's against creating opportunities for manufacturing, et cetera, et cetera. It sounds very positive, but what they're actually doing here is they're going to destroy opportunity. if they tell businesses they're not allowed to do business with cryptocurrency. Because even though they can not stop cryptocurrency transactions, they can really put a dampener on the industry by basically telling businesses, we're going to put you in a cage if you do this.
Yeah.
Because businesses are operating publicly. You can walk into the store, and obviously they're not going to want to get arrested for doing their business.
They're constantly pushing more and more businesses into the black market, though, so I don't know. If you go too far, eventually people will just stop complying.
We got more coming up. You can join us and take control.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 1-800-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Chris. And we're raising funds for Give Directly. It is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. And they locate recipients who are in need in places where it is not fun to live, like Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya, where some people have to walk for miles just to get some potable water. You can go to give.freetalklive.com and help these people out. We're going to double the money by matching your donations up to a total of $30,000. And in the last decade, Give Directly has delivered over $400 million to over a million people. Research shows giving cash to people in poverty can drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid, organizations, and donors thousands of miles away to choose for them. So if you agree with that sort of help, then you can go to give.freetalklive.com and help out there. That's give.freetalklive.com. And yes, they do accept cryptocurrency, because as of now, as much as they talk about it, cryptocurrency is not banned in the United States. But did they just ban it in Russia? I remember seeing some kind of headlines about that.
Yeah, I thought they did do something in Russia, but I don't know.
I thought they did, too, because everybody was saying, oh, crypto is falling in price because Russia banned it.
There's a story today that makes me think maybe they didn't ban it.
Okay, so it was the Russian Central Bank that was pushing to ban crypto.
Okay. So they haven't actually done it.
But it has not yet, gone through. And now Putin is apparently pushing back against him. And you've got a story about that. So let's get into it, shall we?
Okay.
Again, the number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. The Central Bank of Russia, the CBR, had issued a report summarizing its position on digital assets. And this, according to Cointelegraph.com, proposed a ban on any crypto trading and mining operations in the country. So they were talking about just a straight-up ban on all cryptocurrencies. So what else did you find out?
So the story I have here is, ban less likely? Putin says crypto mining has its advantages in Russia. So is he promoting it? Putin says that a surplus of electricity and well-trained personnel give Russia a competitive advantage in crypto mining. I can see that, too. I mean, they have, like really remote areas where they probably have electricity cheap generation that isn't being utilized because, you know, those towns don't exist anymore. Or they're basically, you know, I mean, the populations have declined because, you know, maybe they were mining towns or, you know, similar. And if your population goes down and you have the surplus of electricity that you're generating anyway, it's going to be cheap.
You've got to use it.
Yeah, you got to use it gone. Or you lose it.
Right.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has given crypto enthusiasts a glimmer of hope for the future of digital assets in the country, which have been under threat from the recent push to ban cryptocurrencies and mining. Yeah, and you know, I've said this before. I think this is like there's a really strong case for Putin to and Russia to be in favor of cryptocurrencies, especially when you have foreign governments trying to are threatening them. The U.S. government has been threatening them with
tariffs.
No, well, I mean that too, but taking away SWIFT, basically. SWIFT is a...
international wiring?
Yeah, international wire transfers, and that's how a lot of stuff gets paid, you know, when you do trade internationally, right? So if they take that away, well, how are they going to trade with other countries?
That's bad.
Are they going to go back to trading gold or something? I mean, cryptocurrencies, probably the market isn't there, but if Russia started using it, it would also boost demand, and it would, yeah, I mean, potentially, it has the potential.
If there were a country as large as Russia that actually started doing international cross-border transactions with some sort of cryptocurrency, that would start an avalanche, I think, of change.
I honestly hope the United States, you know, goes after Russia using SWIFT, because I think
they would force them.
Them into a situation that would benefit everybody around the world. The strongman leader opened a Wednesday video conference with members of the Russian government by saying he would like to start with an issue that is currently in the spotlight, the regulation of cryptocurrencies. Of course, we also have certain competitive advantages here, especially in the so-called mining. I mean, the surplus of electricity, again, this is a key word, surplus, mm-hmm. meaning you're generating more than you're actually using.
Right.
I mean, the surplus of electricity and the well-trained personnel available in the country. According to analysts, in spring of 2021, the price of electricity in Russia was 0.06 kilowatts an hour for household use and 8 cents for businesses. To compare, in France, 1 kilowatt of electricity costs 20 cents.
Wow. I think it's like 14 or 15 cents in New Hampshire, isn't it?
I'm not sure, yeah. But it's
expensive
not,
here.
It's definitely not a place where you'd want to mine usually.
Right. But he's saying it's a fraction of that over there.
Right.
That's amazing.
Right. Right. Let's see here. 1 kilowatt electricity is 20 cents for households and 14 cents for businesses. Wait, what?
That's, yeah. Well, and you know what? If you're buying their surplus, you could probably get a discount.
That's interesting. That's what I would think, but usually it's the other way around. That's actually interesting. If they're just not writing this incorrectly, France actually does what makes the most sense. It's giving you a discount for surplus, mm-hmm. but usually, I'm sorry, not surplus, but they give you a discount for most. Usually, businesses they charge more for electricity.
That's what they said in most places.
But the
Russian businesses were 8 cents.
Right, that's true in Russia, but in France they're saying the opposite. Hmm. It's cheaper for businesses than it is for householders.
Wow, that's interesting.
Hmm. Well, they have a lot of, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but they have a lot of nuclear energy, so I've heard that...
That's right, in France they do, you're right.
Energy is really cheap, I mean, is more cheap there, so...
It should be.
Hmm. Yeah. So this is interesting. So he's actually calling on the central bank to come to meet with the government and come to a consensus on the use of crypto. This sounds like that, I mean, okay, so people have to understand Russia is basically like a dictatorship. Sounds like the central bank is going to have to turn around on what they're saying.
That's why what I was kind of wondering about. I was like, if Vladimir Putin is saying something, isn't it just law? Because isn't he basically a dictator?
He's the quote-unquote president, but it may be one of those things where you don't want to run against him or else kind of situation.
That's my understanding of it, is you don't want to challenge him because, you know, people end up dead.
Yeah.
Or in cages or, you know, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Last Thursday, Russia's central bank published a report proposing a blanket ban on domestic crypto. This is what we were saying before. Mm. Crypto trading and mining. Maybe the trading would make sense, but why would they? I don't understand why a country would ban mining. Especially a country that is
it's because they're threatened by
economic sanctions, though, against them.
Well, I get what you're saying, but all central banks are concerned with the central bank, right? Like, they're concerned not with the whole of Russia or whatever other the government is doing. They're concerned with their bureaucracy.
Yeah, they don't really care about what is in the people's interest or what's even in the government's interest. They care about what's in their interest
as
far as
the central bank going.
Right.
And they know that cryptocurrency is a threat to that status quo. We'll continue. There sounds like there's more to the story here. We'll find out what the central bank there is demanding. And the number is, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden spending part of his Friday in Pittsburgh talking infrastructure upgrades after a bridge collapsed in the city on Friday. The visit was scheduled before it went down. As a major winter storm is approaching the northeastern part of the United States, our own Chris Barnes from the USA Radio News New England Bureau is preparing for the storm.
Both national and local forecasting experts are saying that Cape Cod is in the crosshairs of this big storm. One of them saying it might be compared to the blizzards of 1888 and 1978. With that in mind, I wanted to see if there was any panic buying going on at the local supermarket, and there wasn't when I got there at 9, but after I ambled to the store making some decisions of my own, I emerged to find that the parking lot that was quiet when I arrived was suddenly getting chaotic.
USA Radio News. A border state governor is hammering the administration over the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border.
An illegal immigrant is being accused of murdering a Houston, Texas police officer last weekend. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News says President Biden is responsible for breaking the law and must be held accountable.
When Biden does not enforce the border security law, when Biden allows people in the country illegally, knowingly, and telling the public that people get to roam around illegally, when Biden is involved in secretly transporting people that they apprehend down here and they drop off in New York State. People see that and they know that's lawlessness. There's an uprising in the attitude of Americans about this anger, and the lid's about to blow the top.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Employers spending 4% on compensation last year, an increase not seen since 2001 as they compete for workers in a very tight labor market. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to Eli123KY, who is a supporter of the Free Talk Live AMPS program. You can join AMPS by going to amps.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right over to our Patreon. We launched one of these Patreons a few months ago, and thanks to the over 70 people who have since made the transition over, because we used to have the AMP program, and then our credit card company decided they didn't want to do business with us anymore. It might have to do with the FBI raid. I don't know. They didn't say. but they broke up with us, and at the same time, our website was having some trouble, so I blew up the old site. We launched a new one, and at the same time launched this Patreon. So thank you, Eli123KY. For helping us out over there and becoming a silver supporter of AMPS, amps.freetalklive.com. So, Chris, you're telling us about the Russian government gang, and there's a bit of disagreement within the gang. Apparently, there's the central bank that had come out with some sort of a report that said they were wanting to completely prohibit Bitcoin mining or any crypto mining, and also exchanges. And so now Putin is pushing back against that, saying not so fast.
Yeah, basically the Russian the Russian Central Bank just published a report proposing a blanket ban on domestic crypto trading and mining. The report states that the risks of crypto are much higher for emerging markets, including Russia. Okay, I have to laugh at that. Emerging, they're considering Russia an emerging
world power.
Right, aren't they like number two in the world? Like it was the United States versus the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. I mean, to call them an emerging market just sounds insane. Russia's central bank has had concerns regarding crypto for some time now. In December of 2021, the Central Bank of Russia governor Elvira Nabuni said, I'm going to butcher these names, I always do. We cannot welcome investments into cryptocurrency. On Wednesday, Russian Finance Minister Ivan Chebeskov responded with opposition to the proposed blanket ban, calling for regulation rather than restriction. He highlighted that a ban on crypto would cause the country to fall behind the worldwide tech industry. Wouldn't regulation do the same thing, though? I mean,
of course.
Aren't you gonna push the technological innovation, out or to some other country that doesn't have as restrictive regulations?
Of course, but they don't see it that way.
No, I mean they don't, but like they should. I mean,
yeah.
I mean.
It's the truth.
I mean, this kind of reminds me of, like, the New Hampshire advantage, in some ways. Because it's like, if you make it harder for people to do business in one state, then they're going to move to another. And certainly it's helped New Hampshire.
Well, they don't
and
care.
This is sort of a similar type of situation.
They don't care how much it helps the people. They want to make sure they get all the cuts that they think they deserve.
So I did check, by the way, on Russia as far as what's their economy like. The visualcapitalist.com has a handy little, I guess, global kind of diagram of which countries are what size and what's their total amount of GDP. Russia is $1.65 trillion. So it is in the trillions category. It's that big, but it is still not, I don't know. I don't have like a ranking here. I'm just looking at relative size. So it's smaller than France, Italy, UK, Germany, of course, China and the U.S. are huge. India, Japan, South Korea, even. It's not the biggest in the world, but it's probably in the top 20 for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know how those numbers are entirely figured out. But like, one of these things where
they probably get them from the government.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah, I'm sure that's probably true. But one of the things that I always kind of think about is like, okay, well, how big is Russia? Russia,
humongous.
Not in terms of land mass, but in terms of population. And if you look at like the resources of Russia. Russia has a lot, significantly. They have a significant amount of resources in terms of like raw materials and things like that, right? Oil. I'm not even sure what else, but like mining, that kind of thing, right?
It's 144 million people.
Yeah, so
I mean, that's no slouch.
It's like half. It's smaller than half the size of the United States. So like a lot of that, you kind of have to take into consideration. And a lot of the countries in Europe actually have some they're small countries and they have some pretty significant population sizes. The United Kingdom, which is like an island, I think is like 60 million people. So I mean, just to keep things,
Japan is 125 million.
Right. So it's if you're comparing GDP, I would expect a country like the United States to be substantially larger in GDP than say. The United Kingdom or, say, Russia. It doesn't necessarily mean that Russia is in poverty, but at the same time, I think there might be other factors going in there, too. Like, okay, well, if your government is spending all your money on, weapons and things, that I don't know if that has an impact on the GDP, but it very well might. So if they're spending disproportionately, on weapons, then that also might make sense. Or that doesn't necessarily mean they would be wealthier if they didn't do some of what they did.
Is there more we need to know from this story?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Let's see here. Yeah, one last thing, I guess. Putin conceded that expanding the use of crypto carries certain risks, given its high volatility. Well, what's interesting about that is I hear that there is I hate to call it a stable coin, but a true, apparently, cryptocurrency that is a stable coin that has been forked from Monero, and I don't really know anything about it at this point.
Haven?
But
Is that what it's called?
I believe so. Yeah. Which kind of begs the question, where is crypto going to go if there's actually something that is really a cryptocurrency and it has more stability to it? All those concerns that people have, all the criticisms that people have about cryptocurrencies, they kind of go out the window.
Yeah, because that would be so permissionless. It's supposed to be a decentralized exchange that sells.
Maybe you guys know more about it than I do.
I know a little bit about it. You know, I'm not allowed to use crypto, but I'm still following it closely.
Sure,
I'm fascinated by these developments.
You're not prohibited from having a newspaper.
Correct. Well, they don't cover this stuff in the newspapers, but well, I can go to, like, you know, news.bitcoin.com and read about stuff.
Sure.
So it's interesting. They have these algorithmic stablecoins. We actually touched on these last night on the air, and this one that you're talking about, the Monero fork called Haven, is one of these algorithmic stablecoins. Now, it's right now, it's nowhere near even the top 100. It's a pretty new crypto from what I understand. So, you know, it's like a lot of these things, completely speculative. Who knows? This
sure.
thing could be a scam from top to bottom. It could be something that just fizzles out. Or it could be something that all of a sudden shoots up the charts and takes the world by storm. But the thing is, Monero itself, the original kind of number one privacy coin, it's not really like setting the world on fire, because it doesn't seem like people at this point really value privacy. That's why I don't think it's taken off. It's
just because
one.
It's a little harder to get, like, actual Monero that isn't tracked. People don't want to jump through that.
I mean, maybe, but when there's a will, there's a way. If you want to get Monero, you're going to find out that there are online websites that you don't have to even sign up for, that you can just send some Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or whatever into these sites, and they send you back the Monero.
You know,
I don't know which ones are the best, but I know that they exist.
You know, it's interesting, because in some respects, I feel like some of the arguments against cryptocurrency, they're not entirely wrong about, you know, like, and I think this is kind of a good example of this. Like, I think cryptocurrency has a ton of value, but most of the people
about $1 trillion at least right now.
Sure, but most of the people who are I don't want to say using it, but people who have it, let's put it that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not using it in the way that it's really intended, at least not the way Bitcoin was originally intended. As a
Bitcoin
currency,
was intended as peer-to-peer cash.
Right, right. And I think there is some fair criticism there.
Absolutely.
In that same respect, it kind of overlooks the fact that there's nothing stopping us from having a more stable, something that would be agreeable to them as far as cryptocurrencies are concerned. And it's Haven sounds like it could be that.
We can continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, and share whatever is on your mind. Plus, is crypto a giant Ponzi scheme?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Yep, it's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us and take control of the airwaves. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, a Danish newspaper is apologizing to their readers. And we'll tell you what that's all about. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about cryptocurrency, since that's where we started tonight. And you know, honestly, it is, in my opinion, one of the most important things out there on the planet to bring more freedom to the world. And of course, the governments of the world have finally figured that out. At first, they just, you know, ignored it, and then they laughed at it. And now they're fighting it. Now they have figured out that this thing is a threat. It has been let go too far without any kind of regulations, and they're going to try to crack down on it now.
It's too late.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you on that, Bonnie, but that doesn't mean they're not going to fight and claw and attack and kill and harm as many people as they possibly can as they go down into the tar pits of history. So, we go on, though, with your calls and thoughts. First up, he is Mehdi, calling us from Canada. Mehdi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? Hey. Ian, Bonnie, and Chris, hi.
Thanks, Mehdi. What's on your mind, man?
So, I'm going to Ottawa right now, actually, driving. I was going to tell you guys, I don't know how if the audience knows too much about this, because it's a Canadian thing, really. What the federal government was going to do is mandate truckers, if they cross the international border, so from going to the U.S., mm-hmm. coming back to Canada, if they're not vaccinated, they would have to isolate themselves for 14 days before they can pick up loads and do anything else, which would basically mean their money is gone, right? Like, they're going to have to quit jobs and stuff for those 14 days. It started as that, and then now it's become more of a to get rid of mandates for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is good. Mandated vaccines, mandate QR codes. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but in Canada, to go into a restaurant, movie theater, lots of, you know, indoor spaces, you actually have this vaccine passport.
Oh my God. Is it the whole of Canada? Is it every province, every territory?
Is it the whole of Canada? I'm pretty sure. I don't want to be quote on that. It could be a Google thing you could see. For sure it's in BC, Quebec, Ontario, Alberta.
Okay.
So I know it's in a bunch, but I technically don't know if it's a federal thing that they have.
Okay.
That they're imposing on the businesses. That's a bit concerning, at least for me, because it kind of is a... So basically, it's a QR code, and you have to show ID.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you guys know this, but you have to show your driver's license to show that you're that person, and you have a piece of paper or it's on your phone that has a QR code.
That's exactly what they've been doing in major cities in the United States as well.
Have they?
Yeah, New York City, Chicago. Boston, I believe, just put that into play very recently. San Francisco.
And what happens
New Orleans,
if you don't have one of these QR codes?
You don't get to go in to do things. They won't let you in.
You can't go in. You're not allowed in.
Wow.
Did you know that, Chris?
Yeah, now they do.
No.
Yeah, no, that started back in, I think New York City was the first city. San Francisco followed shortly thereafter. This was back in probably August, September. And It's been city after city after city has been adding it. I believe that King County, Washington is the first county to require it. And I don't think there's a state-level requirement yet.
My travels outside of New Hampshire have been much more limited than they were prior to COVID.
Sure. Going to any of these big cities, you're going to have a real tough time if you don't have a vaccine. And, Mehdi, I was aware that, I'd heard some of the things about Quebec province, but I didn't know that it was all across at least the southern tier of Canada's provinces.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it is federal, but I'm just saying, don't quote me on that if it's federal or not. I know for sure it's Ontario, that's where I am. I know for sure it's BC. Like the places of people I speak to.
Yeah, I know. Quebec has a curfew in place as well, so there's a tremendous level of restriction going on.
What's the point of the curfew?
There's no point.
You didn't hear the virus.
No control.
The virus doesn't move during the daytime, so it's okay to travel during the day.
This is a joke, right?
No, of course it's no. Well, the curfew's real, but yeah. What's the point? I have no idea. It's total control. That's what all this is about. It's not about stopping people from getting sick because we know that vaccinated people can carry and can transmit the disease. So the whole thing is all about obedience. It's all about total state control. And the truckers, we've been covering this story, Mehdi, throughout the week, at least as best we can from what we hear. We've had a few people call in about it. Truckers, some say tens of thousands. That number seems unbelievable to me and to a lot of people. But others are saying hundreds.
What are you seeing, Eddie? Are you seeing thousands?
Have you physically seen them in real life?
No. So they are there already. Most of them, the convoy is already gone.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go there now because the actual protest part starts, the official start is tomorrow at noon. So I'm going to be there.
Now, this is going to be... Is their plan to block the streets? What is it that they're going to do?
I don't know if their plan... I don't know what their exact plan is. I just know that they want to stay there until the mandates are lifted.
I mean, that's huge, right? Because there's not going to be enough motel space or whatever. The truckers can sleep in their own cabs.
Yeah.
So
that's probably not an issue for the truckers.
Yeah.
At least not long-haul truckers.
Although I understand that there are a lot of people just driving regular trucks and cars, backing them up. So it's not all, big rigs that are doing this. But what have you seen? Have you seen the videos online? I've heard some people say that the convoy was as much as 70 kilometers in length at one point. Some estimated as many as 3,000 trucks could be in a convoy that was that long. What do you think?
Yeah, so I have seen 70 kilometers. The old record I know was an Egypt truck convoy of 7.5 kilometers.
Wow.
I know for sure that's been broken.
Okay.
That's been broken for sure. But I don't know exactly the number. The number that I am consistently hearing is 70 kilometers, though. There's a lot of video online. I know you don't have Facebook. Aria does. I'm not sure if Bonnie does. But if you go and search, like, Convoy 2022 or something like that, mm-hmm. you see there's 800,000 people. It's a public one. That's the official one. And if you honestly want your phones to blow up, if you put a post on there saying, hey, we're Free Talk Live, we're pro-freedom, blah, 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 you know, you're going to get a lot of people talking about what's going on. Just so you know, it's Freedom Convoy 2022 Canadian. And now Australia is doing it, by the way. And there are some posts showing Europe. There's a lot of truckers in Europe that are doing convoys meeting in Brussels or something. I'm not sure.
You know, one thing I can say is that this is potentially could have a serious economic impact and force the government's hand if they, if you got enough people involved, enough truckers. I mean, the backbone of every country's economy just about is truckers.
Yeah, they can. I mean, the economy sinks or swims based on these guys and these women. They're amazing.
Yeah. And by the way, with this, as far as this QR code and showing ID is concerned, it's basically, and same with the states, like you said, you have some things like that, right, in cities. It's basically giving an underlying infrastructure for a surveillance state, if you want to think about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like, it's putting that backbone there. So even, you know, if they put this out, they can, once you already have that citizens accepting that this is okay, it's just, now they can put anything in that QR code. Right? Like, that's now just a matter of what color crayons you want.
It's
just
a slippery slope.
Just like the vaccine mandate. Yeah, just like the vaccine mandates. Once they can mandate putting that jab in you, now what they put in there is just a matter of opinion now, right? After that. Because the precedent has been set that they can put something in you.
Yeah, this reminds me very much of why I was always very opposed to things like fingerprints and DNA, like swabs for prisoners and things like that. Because it's like, you know, that's where it starts. Because it's like, you know, who cares about the prisoners, right? But then they eventually ends up being you, and it's like, you know, where do you stop? It doesn't stop. It just continues on and on and on until it eventually affects everybody.
Exactly, because the main thing that you're gonna have to get people on board is actually putting that needle in you. Right? After that, it's just just quibbling of what's going to be in the needle after that.
Yeah, sure.
Right? So it's a bit scary with that. But
Maddie, will you do us a favor? I mean, if you think about it tomorrow night, give us another call and or when the weekend's over, whenever you get a chance, whenever you get around to it, give us a wrap up on, you know, what you saw there in Ottawa when you arrive.
For sure. But if you do want a lot of info on it, I would go to one of those, like, you know, go on Facebook and one of those things. There's only a few sites and like a few web pages or whatever it's called, the Facebook pages. And you're gonna get a lot of people that are calling because, you know, they're all happy that Joe Rogan mentioned it. Who else?
Well, feel free to drop our contact information in there. I don't think any of us are on Facebook, so.
None of us here.
Yeah.
Oh, no one? I thought Aria is.
Well, Aria is, but none of us here.
Yeah, nobody here in the studio tonight. But feel free to drop in, you know, let them know we've been covering it. And
yeah, definitely interested in hearing from people.
Drop a phone number in and somebody can give us an update. Maddie, thanks for the call tonight. We're definitely keeping our eye on this one, and it's very interesting. We'll continue. Hour 2's next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport.
It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.